Let's catch up.
An NFL podcast with Taylor Bisciotti
and Sam Batesh,
where we talk about the biggest headlines in the NFL.
So, Taylor, you know what? Let's catch up.
It's been too long.
Yeah, we really should.
Blue Wire.
Taylor, let's catch up. Preseason edition, Taylor.
Preseason edition, and I am so happy football is back. I mean, it's been too long. We have so much to talk about. So much has happened already in week one. We feel like we can already see the entire seasons playing out in front of us. So let's catch up.
Let's please catch up. Now, we're not ready for full-blown, at this point, prognostications. We don't need to make full season predictions just yet. But there was
enough. It's too fun not to.
There was enough there that at least we can start to overreact just a bit, because that's the fun of the preseason.
That's just what we do.
It's what we do. And Taylor, there was no preseason last year, so we didn't get to do this. We didn't get to get all amped up about the preseason.
And it's always fun to see those guys that are battling for a spot on the team and to really know like the depth of what you do have on the roster, which is something that we didn't get to see last year. So it's cool to see them back out there this year. Don't get me wrong. I still have every concern and fear over playing some of those top starters. I was worried that the Ravens were going to put Lamar out there. I know that, you know, the Chargers here in LA, the Rams are not playing any of their starters, and understandably so. I get all of that, but it's still fun to see some of the rookie starters that they're going to play. It's still fun to see some of the guys that you don't really get to know that well during the season, because it is all starters out there, and barring no injuries, they're not going to hit the field. So it's a different part of football that we missed out on last season.
We will get to a guy that no one really knew about. That's a name that is now all over the place in Philadelphia, but I want to put a pin in that right now, because I know that you want to start in New England because of something we saw that we weren't sure we were going to see. So,
and I am guilty, because I was the biggest Mac Jones, not hater, but skeptic. I was not convinced that he was going to be the solution and the guy. And I felt like he came from almost like a system like Alabama, where they're breeding quarterbacks to be successful in their system. And it's impossible not to look good. But then when you get to the NFL, it's a whole different game. So when I saw Mac Jones out there in the Patriots' first preseason game, I was impressed. Now, I think about it from Bill Belichick. Of course, you know, you see Mac Jones, who's a guy that's, if you want to say system quarterback, he's a system quarterback in Bill Belichick's system. There's no better system to be in. But I do think that Cam is going to have a run for his money to be the starter. You heard him talk today, and he said that he hasn't been told he's going to be the week one starter yet. So that would be news to him.
He's not
up in New England.
Absolutely, Taylor. He's not convinced he's the starter, and neither are we anymore, because we see what Mac Jones simply looked the part. Obviously, Alabama, like you said, surrounded by the kind of first-round talent that you are when you're the quarterback at Alabama is one thing, to be there with Nick Saban and to look like that. But to come to New England, which, yes, you might say Belichick's got a system, but it's not as if Cam Newton just went in there and rolled through the season.
Not at all.
That was a struggle of a season. So Mac looked the part of the quarterback in New England. And, of course, we know that the bar is pretty high for quarterback in New England.
Yeah, and we look at like OTAs and training camp, and you know, obviously Cam had a little bit of an advantage, because the plan was to have Cam take the majority of all first team reps, and it became the majority of first team reps. Well, then Mac Jones has started to take more supposedly first team reps than Cam Newton on some days. So you can tell that he's clearly earned his spot on that team. And I do think that there is a true quarterback battle. One thing I will say is that I do think that Cam thrives and plays up to the competition that he's given. So I think that if he has a quarterback that he feels like he's got to, you know, earn his spot every day, and he's got to go out there and perform, I think that he's going to play to a higher level. You see some quarterbacks where they're, you know, they see the competition and they don't necessarily play up to it. Cam is somebody that's going to go out there and fight, be competitive, and try and play and get that first, you know, get that starting spot. So I think it's a win-win. I feel like Bill Belichick is probably eating this up, because he's like, okay, I've got two guys that are you know, potential starting quarterbacks on my roster right now. And now it's just finding out which one is going to be.
Yeah, and that's what happens when you drop the quarterback that high, which they did in New England. It's been a long time since they dropped the quarterback
and the way they segueing, did. By the way, into somebody that or a team that might have two quarterbacks on their roster is the 49ers with Trey Lance and Jimmy Garoppolo. Talk about another impressive preseason debut that I think a lot of people expected to see Trey Lance perform well. Yes, and he did. His arm, his cannon, his accuracy, spot on.
I texted
and it's
you
like, two words. What on earth? Yeah.
That was it. I texted you Trey Lance on Saturday. I was just convinced in that one moment, right? You see that one throw and you say, uh-oh, yeah. Jimmy could be in trouble. And I know you don't like to talk about Jimmy Garoppolo in trouble, but when you give what the Niners have done since being in that Super Bowl, obviously there's so much to be desired as a 49ers fan when you look at what happened last season. And Trey Lance is the kind of quarterback that maybe, Taylor, just maybe, do they roll out packages for Trey Lance? I mean, this was...
Will it be a Baltimore team with Lamar Jackson and kind of coming in and playing a part? Well, then eventually he's going to end up taking over. And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. Because when Jimmy Garoppolo has been healthy, Jimmy Garoppolo has before. And my God, he took his team to a Super Bowl. So I'm not saying that, but I am saying that he is more of a dynamic player that can do a little bit more creative, like you said, packages with. So I have no doubt that Shanahan's going to start having some fun with this. He's going to take this out for a ride and get creative, throw defenses off. He will be in the game in at least the first three games, I think.
And Trey's just athletically, he is more of a specimen than Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. That way, you can just say without
more dynamic.
Yes. He is a more dynamic potential playmaker than Jimmy Garoppolo when you look at everything he can do, feet, arm, etc. Yes, I'm sorry. He is. That's the reality. That's okay. Just as an athlete, we have no idea what he can be as a quarterback at the next level beyond what we saw in half of one game in the preseason. But again, here we are, preseason week
one. It's overreaction. It's preseason week one overreaction. Come on, we're all doing it. Just jump in and have some fun with us.
Exactly. We got packages for the 49ers. That's just fine. How about I'm going to throw one at you.
Watching some of the highlights of the 49ers game this morning, and I'm listening to the play caller, and he's like, Trey Area, like something like that. Trey Area. That's a pass by Trey Area. And I'm thinking, what the heck is he saying, Trey Era? But it was clear that he said Trey Area. So here I am on Google, like, what the heck does this mean?
I like it.
Bay Area, Trey Area. I get it. 49ers Nation.
I'm all in.
I hear you. I see it. I finally get it. Might be slow to the party, might be a little late, but at least I made it.
Now, Taylor, I just want to take a deep breath before this one. Okay. I'm just going to. Maybe I'm overreacting
myself.
Maybe I'm not, but we didn't exactly see him making plays on the field during the game, but before the game, did you see what I saw? Did you see a quarterback?
Oh God, don't say it. Don't say it. Oh, God. Jeez Louise.
Trying to look healthy before
Sam
the game.
Sam hadn't even been back at practice yet. He's been out for the last couple of weeks with a sore shoulder. How could he have performed well in the game?
On the field. Dak Prescott. I'm sorry. Just that glimpse, Taylor. Just that glimpse of Dak Prescott.
That's all it takes for Sam is just a glimpse.
All I needed was just that glimmer, and it was just enough to remind me, wait a second. This guy and this team, what they were doing last season through 4 weeks.
Yes, I could not agree more. They will run away with the division if they play up to what they were playing like last year before he got injured.
It all flooded back to me. And now I'm thinking CeeDee Lamb and Zeke and Amari, and it's all coming back to me. And I'm thinking, you know what? That was, of course, it was the missing piece. We all knew it when Dak went down. We knew that was a devastating injury, but we've seen what backup quarterbacks have done all over this league, and there's been great stories here and there. And of course, being a guy from Philadelphia, I know what a backup quarterback can do. But with Dak Prescott out, that team was done. There was nothing else to happen that season. It was about Dak. And when you see Dak on the field, even just running around, feeling a little
I don't agree with you that watching his pre-game warm-ups were that impressive, but I will say I completely agree that division is the Cowboys. I know the Redskins, Washington football team was great last year, but I think that the Cowboys have that division in the palm of their hand if they can play up to the same caliber that they were even playing last year before Dak got injured. Zeke is back. He seems that he's practicing better than ever from the reports from training camp. And then Dak, and like you said, CeeDee Lamb, so many offensive weapons and targets. One other thing that we have to talk about, there might be a couple, but one other thing that we absolutely have to talk about, and this fan base deserves it at this point, Justin Fields. Woo! I have loved him since before the draft. I did not understand why he was not going to be taken higher. My fear going into the draft was that the Patriots were going to trade up and get Justin Fields. They didn't do that. Don't ask me why, because he looked phenomenal, I thought, out there.
Justin Fields was enough.
Needs to be the starting quarterback in Chicago. He's the future. Every
Bears fan is now looking into getting a Fields jersey. I mean, if they weren't already, now, all you needed was to see that third quarter, really, to understand, oh, wait, this could really happen for us. Now, I want to just put a little bit, I don't want to necessarily just dampen the party here, but we can see what Justin Fields did early in the game against starters first string, potentially, and then what he did later in the game, getting more comfortable and playing against potentially lesser talent. So there's a little bit of that. We can temper it just a little bit, but
absolutely.
City like Chicago, who's just waiting and begging, please be the guy, please be the guy, please don't be Mitch, please be the guy. Let's just let him have it, Taylor. Well, I'm just going to let him have this moment. Let LeBron's tweet about potentially the thing, let that just stand alone as it is, and let Justin Fields have this moment. If you want to say you won preseason week one, Justin Fields, yes, you probably stamped week one more than anybody else. Probably Justin Fields.